I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Carol Robertson Lopez. She's running for City Council in District 4. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary Charlotte.
So you served on the council in District 4 for 2 terms, then you took some time off, now you're back. Why?
Because of what's been happening in our country. I'm running to rebuild and restore the middle class. I feel what's happening in our country at a national level, state level, local level, are issues that we all need to be concerned about. And I believe I can make a difference.
What are some of those issues?
Well, I think I'm really concerned about what's been happening with the economy, as everyone is. As I go door to door, I talk to so many people that have had their hours cut, have had to get an additional job, are owners of houses that the amount that they owe on the property is greater than what the house is worth. I've talked to people whose kids have moved back in with them. It's just the economy has really hurt all of Santa Fe and our country.
It's interesting to me that there is so much that is really difficult, think kind of things you're talking about, that are happening as a result of national level policy, and a lot of the most creative energy is happening at the local level. How do you start to fix things like this that really, I have to say, are starting with the totally unjust distribution of wealth?
I think there's some exciting measures happening right here in Santa Fe. For example, Commissioner Holian has introduced a resolution looking at Santa Fe operating its own utility system as a means of sustainability. I think locally, I'm really excited when I go in urban areas and see people that are owning chickens and goats and growing their own food. There's a lot of very exciting things that are happening at the local level as people try to gain more control over their lives.
When you talk about things like chickens and goats, a lot of those things are prohibited by ordinance.
Yes, and I think those are things that we need to revisit, but mostly they're in covenants of property.
Ah, okay. So could I have a goat within Santa Fe city limits?
Well, it would depend where you lived and on many issues. So It's something we certainly want to talk about, because I think what I'm really talking about is sustainability. We want to have a sustainable environment. I was really excited, Mary Charlotte, to be endorsed by the Sierra Club, because I think we all realize that there are many actions that we take at the local level that do impact our environment.
When you talk about sustainability in terms of a municipal level utility, which is something I find very interesting, how do you envision such a local level utility?
I think we have to rethink the power grid. I think we're looking at the fact that with the solar energy that we have, that you could be collecting solar energy in your own home and collecting more than you really need, that you can somehow put that back into the power grid. What's very exciting is that these are the very programs that are being developed at Santa Fe Community College right now in biofuels. So I think city government needs to listen to what these different options are and listen to the technology and start employing it. I'm really excited about the proposals where we have put solar panels into our public transit system. We're talking about solar panels being part of the Genoveva Chavez Center. I think the city can take leadership in terms of sustainable energy.
So you would envision Santa Fe as a very low carbon footprint government?
Yes, and I think it's talking about more local control about a lot of these issues. Many of them have to be explored. I think we're just at the exploration level in terms of our utility, owning our own utility, and whether that's someplace that we want to go. But we have seen what Santa Fe's been able to do by controlling its water company. We're able to determine our rate structure, we're able to determine the conservation measures, and we're able to decide to have water in our river. I think there's a lot of choices that we're able to make because we do own that water utility.
I think there's something that people tend to forget, which is that when you have a municipally owned utility, their entire mission is to serve the public with a public good, namely water or, let's say, energy, as opposed to making a profit from it.
Exactly.
So what are some of the other issues that are driving you and your candidacy?
Well, I think there's also a huge issue with public safety. I recently was at a neighborhood watch meeting, and we asked how many people had had their homes burglarized, and it was shocking that the vast majority of the room had suffered a burglary.
Oh, my goodness.
We've seen our police force has been making inroads on burglaries, but we need to do more. We need to strengthen our Crime Stoppers program, our neighborhood watch, and I think it's time we start growing our own. And by growing our own, I'm referring to police officers. I think it is, we haven't done enough to recruit people that are looking for a career change, that because of the changing economy, that being perhaps selling mortgages is no longer viable, that people might be interested in going into law enforcement and be able to meet the stringent requirements and the tests. And then we would have people that live in Santa Fe wanting to work in law enforcement, as well as we do have a two-year program at the community college in law enforcement. I think we need to be reaching out to the students in that program and getting them to stay in Santa Fe.
What do you think are the roots of this kind of crime, property crime and so on, and how would you deal with that?
Well, we do know the roots of most property crime are drugs. And I can tell you right now that if you have a substance abuser in your home and you wish to get them into the into a program, there's at least a 4 to 6 month wait to get counseling, to get substance abuse counseling. We don't have the facilities, and it's something that the community needs to continue to focus on. Drugs are a horrible, horrible plague on our community.
Do you have any thoughts about drug legalization?
No.
I find it fascinating that you left city council and are coming back. What draws you in terms of the process? Did you, besides that sense of need to serve and for very noble reasons, do you enjoy it?
Yes, I really do enjoy listening to the testimony about complex problems and trying to find the common denominators. Most problems, if you listen long enough, you start finding that 80% of the problem people agree on. And when you're able to bring that agreement forward, you're able to get a lot of problems solved. And I do enjoy looking for the answers to complex problems. It's usually complex answers. Somebody once said, well, I'll listen to both sides of the issue. Well, I wish issues were so easy to only have two sides. Every issue has so many different complexities and so many different impacts.
And I think having a primarily two-party system makes people think in a polarized manner about issues that are multi-sided.
Right, and I think that's probably one of the problems in our country right now, that we are so polarized instead of focusing on all those things that we agree on. And I think that's where the American people are just really sick of this polarization, because we all want many of the same things. We all want to be able to live in a nice house. We all want to be able to eat good groceries. We all want meaningful employment. There's so much more that we have in common in this country, and we're just not focusing on it.
When you look at the whole question of job creation, what kind of economic development do you think is Santa Fe is most ripe for?
Well, I think we need to continue to work on diversifying our economy. We do have the creative economy here. We are a perfect place for innovation for startup companies, and I think we're fostering that. But I also see some low-hanging fruit, because we have all the components right now. With the Rail Runner coming to town every day, those trains should be filled with people from Albuquerque. There's 750,000 people there that could be encouraged to come and spend their day in Santa Fe. We could work with local media personalities to have contests about their perfect day in Santa Fe. People would come, they'd eat in our restaurants, they'd visit our museums, they could bolster our economy and our gross receipts tax, and everything's in place. But right now, when you get off the train, there really isn't what you need to have meeting you. We should have people meeting those trains. We should explain the Santa Fe pickup. We should show. I ask people now, why don't you ever take the train to Santa Fe? Well, we're afraid when we get there, what will we do? Well, we need to give those answers to people and show how you can get on our bus system, how you can go to this museum, that museum, how you can walk to the plaza. We need to just really do a sales job to get people coming to Santa Fe. And that would give an immediate boost to our local economy in terms of our gross receipts tax. Because when people come, they eat, they buy souvenirs, they buy tickets at the museums, and it could just be an incredible boon, and it's all in place. It's just a matter of doing the right publicity.
Carol Robertson-Lopez is running for City Council in District 4. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte, and I hope everyone puts a circle around March 6th and gets out and votes.
Indeed.